are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Rich Noyes, Director of Research at the Media Research Center located just outside Washington. He's been closely following the major media coverage of the scandal surrounding Democratic Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. And he joins me now to describe how that coverage is different than scandals related to Republican figures. And Rich, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks very much for having me.
What are you listening for most of all in the network coverage of this story?
Well, I guess two things. One is the degree to which Governor Blagojevich is labeled as a Democrat. I mean, strange as it may seem, given how this is such a basic element of journalism, a lot of Democratic politicians who have been involved in scandals over the last several years have had their Democratic Party membership either downplayed or completely omitted altogether. It took days for the networks to remind people that Governor Eliot Spitzer of New York was a Democrat, that Gary Condit of California, when he was embroiled in that Chandra Levy murder case, was a Democrat. Kwame Kilpatrick, the disgraced and now ex-mayor of Detroit, was a Democrat. In this case, they are calling Blagojevich a Democrat, which he is, and they're making it clear that he is, more so on the evening news last night than on the morning shows. The other element we're looking at is the degree to which they're trying to compartmentalize the scandal to be just about the governor and just about his shady dealings. There's a lot of talk about how Chicago has this history of corruption, but everybody is sort of falling all over themselves to suggest that there's nothing in here that implicates or should be seen as implicating Barack Obama or any of the other Chicago aides that surround him. Now, that may end up being the case, but normally what you'd see are journalists skeptically saying, we have to look at this. We have to look at the background and the relationship of all of these different people to find out what's really going on. Here they seem to be more willing to take the word of the Obama camp that they had nothing to do with this, which, you know, I'm not casting doubt on that, but I say the normal journalistic practice is not to trust, but to verify.
Let's go back to the first point you were making for a moment, Rich, and that's that the media is more reluctant to label Democratic figures embroiled in scandal as Democrats, although they seem to be doing a better job on this particular story. What about when the situation is reversed and it's a Duke Cunningham, a Mark Foley, a Ted Stevens, that sort of thing on the Republican side?
Oh, practically every story, particularly until the person becomes a household name, they are called a Republican. You know, there was Ted Stevens was a great case. He was CBS was covering his case last fall, right around the same time Charlie Rangel, the Democratic chairman of Ways and Means Committee, was caught up in his own ethics problems. Rangel, a Democratic power broker, was not called a Democrat. Ted Stevens, the very next night, was the Republican leader in the United States Senate. So it is night and day. The same thing with the various sex scandals. I mean, you know, Spitzer, we talked about how it took them days to call him a Democrat. But Larry Craig and David Vitter, two senators caught up in sex scandals over the preceding months, very quickly and consistently called Republicans.
In terms of the length of coverage of a scandal based on party, how does that break down? Will we expect to see this coverage continue for a number of days and weeks, or is that relatively consistent whether it's a Republican or a Democrat?
Well, it usually, there's a lot of Democratic scandals that have not gotten very much attention. I think probably the classic case right now is William Jefferson. He just was defeated in a bid for re-election as a congressman from Louisiana. They found cash in his freezer. He's been indicted for taking bribes. Virtually no national news coverage of that at all, which is sort of an amazing thing when you consider the brazenness of that case. I think in this, though, you have a different dynamic at work. Blagojevich is, you know, he was sort of caught red-handed with these wiretaps trying to sell Barack Obama's seat. And if it was, even if it was a different Senate seat, it might get less coverage. But this is the Senate seat of the president-elect. And it's hard to say that as we approach the window where he's going to be inaugurated on January 20th, and Illinois is working through whether to impeach this guy or not, whether they're going to set up a special election for this seat or not. There are so many different tasks that need to play out on the national stage, and this is so directly related to Barack Obama. Even if he's not involved in the story, it is his Senate seat. I think this is going to be hard to move to the back pages very quickly.
Well, just about 15 seconds left. Rich, what sort of objectivity grade would you give the mainstream press right now, and what else are you looking for?
Well, we'll have to see. I mean, I would say right now it's an incomplete right now. They're doing a good job of covering this case and covering the details. They're trying to compartmentalize the role to just Blagojevich and leave out Obama and his crew. If it turns out that they were too quick to do that and that there's more information out there, I think they'll be seen as covering up for a national politician.
Rich, unfortunately, that's the last word. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Rich Noyes is Director of Research at the Media Research Center. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. A reminder to get the best of Dateline Washington online, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.